So you're performing the Konus Violin Concerto with the Atlanta Symphony. I'd never heard of this name. And so at first glance, I assumed it was some new contemporary composer. And then I looked it up and I was a little surprised to find out this was a Russian born in the 19th century. And the great violinist Yasha Heifetz recorded it. And so did Itzhak Perlman and others more recently. Should I be embarrassed that I didn't know him?
No, you shouldn't at all. That's actually the normal response I get from people. What is this concerto? Is it modern? Was it written for you? And I can stretch that joke for a little while until I have to tell him it's written around 1900 for himself. He premiered it at age 29 or 30. And is a Russian-born composer or a violinist. He was a concertmaster in New York for some time, actually. And he was close friends with Rachmaninoff. And I picture if Rachmaninoff ever would write or did write a violin concerto, it would be a little bit like this. As a matter of fact, Konus's son was married to Rachmaninoff's daughter. So there was really a great linkage there between them. And it's a beautiful, romantic violin concerto. And it's sad it's not played more often, I think. But I'm doing my bits here to try to make it more popular.
How did this piece enter your life? Why do you know it?
I've known it since I was a kid, and I knew it because of the Heifetz recording of it. And I listened to all of Heifetz's recordings, and this is one that stood out ever since I was a kid. And I always thought, why isn't this played more? So when we were planning an old Russian program at the hall at the symphony, we were thinking, you know, what pieces would work in this setting? And there are a lot of Russian composers that wrote violin concertos, but I thought, oh, maybe it's time to do the Konus now.
So this is your first time?
Oh, yeah. I've never played it before. So well, brand new for me.
What strikes you?
It's just beautiful. It's surprisingly beautiful. I'm practicing it, and I can't believe how wonderful this piece is. And I'm just sad that he didn't write more stuff. He's kind of a one-hit wonder with this violin concerto. He did write some chamber music, which is not known at all. This violin concerto is probably best known to parents that have young kids playing violin, because it's sometimes defined as a kid's concerto, and some famous teacher championed it as a concerto they gave to kids, along with, you know, Mendelssohn and Sassans and Viatton concerto, for instance.
Really advanced kids.
Very advanced. But that's the only people that know it, is kids who played it when they were, you know, obviously very young.
I've seen it described or sort of denigrated as a student concerto. What does that mean, that phrase?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Right.
I think it's a great concerto, and I guess it would mean that students often would play it, but I see no reason why anybody shouldn't be playing it.
I assume it's new to a lot of your Atlanta Symphony colleagues, too. What kind of reaction have you gotten there?
I think the top question was, do you pick your own concertos? Did you pick this one? And I say, yes, I don't play anything I don't want to play. The second one is, who was this guy? What kind of concerto is this? So that's the normal reaction I'm getting. And I assume it's because people haven't really heard it or don't know much about it, which is sad.
So you're doing your part to bring it out of the shadows. What should we listen for?
Just enjoy it. It has beautiful melodies. It has some fiery technical passages. It's all in one movement. So one movement goes into the next, and then the solo movement goes into the cadenza, which goes into the finale. It's not a long concerto. It's just about 20 minutes long. You know. I think sound quality is very important with this piece, and the emphasis on how to produce great sound. Which, you know, Kreisler was a big violinist, and Heifetz and Perlman, and I think that's why it was so successful with those violinists.
So how do you practice that?
I use my ears. You have to listen. Our ears is the thing that we need to pay the most attention to.
It's really interesting about the Rachmaninoff connection. I like that.
Yeah, it's really too bad Rachmaninoff never wrote a violin concerto, right? I mean, four for the piano, it's not fair.
Yeah, although every other instrument is going, oh, poor violinist, doesn't have enough concertos.
That is true. I think that too. I think we have too many sometimes too.
And what about non-musical activities? Are you able to keep up your winter sports at all, living
in Atlanta? There hasn't been so much winter sports lately. I keep wanting to go back to Norway sometime for Christmas. And do some cross-country skiing and the stuff that I did growing up. I do get to go back to Norway and do some sailing every summer, and I will be doing that again this summer. So that's something I'm looking forward to in between festivals and music camps and teachings and all the fun stuff we get to do in the summer.
Mm. Speaking of Norway, since the president said he'd like to see more immigrants from Norway, I'm just curious what your immigration status is. Are you a citizen of the United States now?
I have a green card. Norway doesn't allow dual citizenship. So if I were to ask for citizenship in this country, I'd have to surrender my Norwegian citizenship, which I am not ready to do.
And anything else? Any other note to end on?
No, just coming here to Konus Concerto. It's such a great piece. I'm really, really excited about playing it for the first time. And I hope you enjoy it.
David Kusharan, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.